Supporters of Uganda's new anti-gay law, which can lead to life in prison for homosexual activity, say Washington should stay out of the country's affairs. Pastor Martin Sempa. With some in the LGBT community leaving Uganda in fear, the new law has far broader consequences for the country, says Human Rights Watch's Sarah Margon.
We see the space for independent actors, activists, and civil society closing very quickly.
The World Bank moved quickly to postpone a $90 million loan to Uganda, but the Obama administration says it's still considering how it might respond so as not to hurt the Ugandan people. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
A lot of the aid that we provide goes to ensure services for things like life-saving health and medication for HIV/AIDS, to bring justice to those responsible for atrocities like the LRA. So we want to make sure that actions we take don't have a detrimental impact on the Ugandan people who need those health services.
Margon says it's time the U.S. linked human rights with Ugandan security assistance.
There's been a lot of condemnatory statements, and the time has kind of passed for that. The U.S. needs to actually take some concrete actions. One of the things we've been talking about is looking at U.S. assistance to the police and security forces, given that they are going to be the ones tasked with implementing the law.
Uganda remains defiant in the face of Western pressure over the anti-gay law, government spokesman Afuano Opondo.
It is an attempted blackmail which the Western world has employed on Africans for the last two centuries, and I think Uganda is leading the way to stand up to this blackmail.
President Yoweri Museveni says he'll not be lectured on an issue that he says was provoked by Western groups who come to Ugandan schools and try to recruit children into homosexuality. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Museveni has agreed to meet with U.S. officials on the issue.
He committed to meet with some of our experts so that we could engage him in a dialogue as to why what he did could not be based on any kind of science or fact, which is what he was alleging. And he welcomed that.
Kerry says Washington is taking an individual approach to the more than 80 countries that discriminate against the LGBT community, instructing U.S. diplomats to become, in his words, an advocate of facts on gay rights. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.